thank you all. It's a little like reading in front of your mother, except you're more critical. I'm going to read, and for anybody who's heard me read from this book, I read only one thing, and I looked desperately through the book to see if there was any way I could extract something else to read. And the difficulty with this book, as with everyone I write, it seems, is I can only read the beginning of anything, because after that, it's lost in the shadows of its beginning. Since most of you here are writers, I'm going to talk a little bit about the process of this. The book is called A Student of Living Things. That's all I had, was the title. I loved the title. I really wanted to sell the title. I wanted to sell the title for as much as I would sell the book, which isn't a lot, but it's more than they'll take a title for, probably. But I didn't have a book, and then I began it, and I wrote the first chapter. And the first chapter was a third-person chapter about a family in Chile. I'd spent 10 days in Chile. I had already just put aside a book that I'd written about Indonesia, where I'd spent no days, never been to Asia. And I'd put that book aside, which I'd taken 3 years to write, because it wasn't a very good book. And anybody who had been to Asia, or even anyone who hadn't, would recognize that immediately. So I gave it to my son, who's a very good critic, and anyway, I'm his mother, and he doesn't want to be embarrassed by association. And he said, take it out of Chile. And so I took it out of Chile. In the process of writing this book, I had this first chapter that I'm going to read. But it was the first time in my life that a book actually was constantly in process. I didn't know who the bad guy was, and there's a bad guy. I wasn't at all sure how the book would end, though as a child I crossed out the ends of all of this book of operas I had and said, and they all lived happily ever after. So I am somewhat predisposed to pretending happy endings. And I really had never written a first-person novel, but it was clear to me that this needed to be a novel in which the main character was an innocent. And nothing is more difficult to write about, or to be, in fact, than an innocent, because it's annoying. More than anything else, it's annoying. So I wrote a book with a narrator who is, at the beginning, knows so little and is so unsophisticated. However, the book begins not when she's young. It begins not at the beginning, but it begins at the end of the story, or right before the end. And it's about a 23-year-old girl whose brother has been assassinated, and about an eccentric family with aunts and uncles and strange children living under one roof. I earned that story.